Good morning, Napa Valley. My name is Lee W. Miller, and it is time for another edition of All Things Napa. And we've got a great show for you today. We have two very strong female guests who are excellent at what they do, and they're great people as well. And I look forward to talking to both of them. We have Kim Brown Sims and Tammy Patterson in the house. Let's bring on Kim Brown Sims.
Hey, Lee, how are you today?
I am doing fantastic, other than the fact I woke up with a cold today. But I welcome you. It's good to see you here in the studio. Tell us a little bit about your background, Kim.
Well, thanks for having me, Lee. I really appreciate the opportunity to share what it is that I'm up to these days. I'll tell you a little bit about my background. I grew up here locally in Fairfield. My dad was stationed at Travis Air Force Base. We were in Napa all the time. As a young person, my mom was one of eight. She had a lot of family from Europe, and anytime, and that included 42 first cousins, by the way.
Wow.
So anytime we had family visit, we were in Napa. My mom loved Napa. Visa Tui was her favorite winery. And I think there was an explanation point kind of put on our ventures into Napa, as exemplified by the fact that my first communion dress had wine stains on it, because after first communion, we went to a winery,
of course,
to celebrate.
Of course. That is that makes you almost like a native.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I also went to school at Napa Valley College for my first nursing certification and did my first clinical rotations throughout the valley here in Napa.
Very nice. You've got lots of history here, and now you've just leaked a little bit about your background. So tell us more about your career background, because you've had quite the extensive, far-reaching, and many touching aspects of your career.
I've been very blessed to be a nurse for 35 years. As I stated, I went to Napa Valley College, and as soon as I completed my certification in licensed vocational nursing here in Napa, I went to Solano for my registered nursing training and license, and then I went to Sac State for my bachelor's degree in nursing. Say?
Go Hornets.
That's right, go Hornets. We're alum, I see.
Yes.
My daughter and my and her dad are alums as well, okay. So we're a family of Hornets. And I went on to get my MBA later on, as it became necessary for me to have more of a business acumen in healthcare. So my certification in nursing was neonatal intensive care, which is what I say my first love in nursing. The surprise aspect for me was really getting into leadership. As a nurse, I loved being at the bedside, and I did that for about 10 years, and then came into a role at Sutter Davis, and they were opening a new birthing center, and I was asked to step into a leadership role, and I resisted at first, and then got pulled in, and then it was leadership from then.
And you never looked back.
I never looked back. And even though I say that leadership was the surprising aspect, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, because in grammar school, in middle school, in high school, I was always in some type of a leadership role, whether it be formal or informal in class and leading groups. And it's kind of my nature.
Very good. That's interesting, because I have been, but only in the last 20 years or so. When I was a kid, I was painfully shy. I was bullied, so I was not the guy doing leadership. But my children all have that leadership aspect.
Well, so. You must have instilled some level of confidence in them, knowing that they are capable of leading people and inspiring people, because that's really what leadership's all about.
Well, thank you. So what are you doing now? You've taken all of that experience, both bedside and leadership, the MBA, and all of the experience as a leader. Are you still in healthcare working for the Queen or whoever?
I've transitioned away from the Queen. So my last role was the Chief Nurse Executive at Queen of the Valley, and I've been in executive leadership for about 7 years. And decided that I really want to affect leadership more globally. And I've been toying with, I'm kind of doing a side hustle with leadership consulting for about 3 years. public speaking and looking at different aspects to mentor leaders. I'm coming into my presidential year as the California Association for the California Association of Healthcare Leaders, which is the California, Northern California affiliate for the American College of Healthcare Executives.
Oh, nice.
And so I've been with that organization for almost 10 years. So I've always looked for mechanisms to mentor those who are coming up. You know, with nurses as well, I always wanted to provide for them the best experience and the best training, because I recognize that when I'm old and gray and my behind is in the bed, I want, you know, really well-rounded, solid, high-quality nurses and leaders to be caring for me.
So it's all about Kim, and it's just a selfish endeavor. Is that what you're basically saying here?
Yeah, no. Maybe a little bit of the motivation, but honestly, it's about sharing experience and realizing that even if you take one pearl of wisdom away from something that you learn, that you're better for it.
Right. No, I kid, because you do see that there is a need for top quality, and why wouldn't you want to give that to all of society? And once you need that, then hey, there is a little benefit for you too.
Absolutely.
I want to make sure that our listeners understand that I was kidding. So you're taking all that and making that into a business. Tell us a little bit more about the business aspect of incorporating all of those skills and experience.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit about KBS Leadership Consulting. So the idea is three-pronged. Really what the idea is to take leadership knowledge and share it widespread. There are several very obvious needs in leadership, and a lot of it is just basic leadership skills and a recognition that we each inherently have the capability to lead. We lead in our actions and behaviors every single day.
Yeah, positively or negatively.
That's exactly right. You can set the tone in a room. So it doesn't matter if you're in a formal leadership position or if you're just working with one individual. It could be a peer or a coworker or even somebody that you're in a relationship with. You set the tone. You own your behaviors. It's an understanding of what your emotional intelligence is and how you respond to your emotions that really dictate how well you lead. And so just putting basic leadership knowledge out into the world through right now a lot of social media really has gotten a strong response because there is such a need. The other aspects of the company is that we do step in and do interim executive roles. As I stated, I'm a chief nurse executive. I have a very strong background in business operations and have been doing business development for quite some time now. As I said, I have my MBA. And I have what's called the Dream Team, which is an expert collaborative of just amazing award-winning individuals. And so whenever there is a challenge brought to KBS Leadership Consulting, we pull in those experts to brainstorm on how we could solve that issue. And if it's a healthcare agency, for instance, it's not necessarily just healthcare personnel that we bring to the table from the Dream Team. We bring people from outside of the industry in to think outside of the box, because honestly, healthcare needs a major disruption, and you can see that there are different tentacles trying to do that now.
You know, that's like the coolest thing, and that it's your perspective is the healthcare industry, but every single industry could benefit by having somebody completely outside of their industry, fresh eyes, fresh perspective on it. One thing that I've noticed is prior to having moved here, I wanted to work in a tasting room just on a weekend, just to have fun and do that. And there was a period of time when I was looking maybe to go full time into the wine industry, and I couldn't get an interview or anything. And I have all of this experience in sales and marketing, both as an individual contributor and all the way up to a vice president of sales and everything in between. And, oh, but what do you know about wine? It's like, I can learn in 20 minutes what you want me to say in the tasting room. It's my interaction with the clients and blah, blah, you know. But every single industry could benefit. So, boy, the more that you can incorporate that into KBS leadership in all of the different clients that you bring on, because I'm sure that you're not focused just on healthcare.
I'm not. As a matter of fact, I have a client right now that I'm working with who's in the solar industry. We're setting up his investor decks, and we're working on his business plan, his strategic plan, setting up the budget, and again, all of these skills are transferable. It's about business acumen. He has the expertise in the specialty, and I have the expertise in setting up the business. I've worked in startups in my healthcare career as well. So, and again, it's really about surrounding yourself with the right people. And that's my leadership philosophy. It's hire the best of the best, remove the obstacles, and get out of the way. Right. So it's get the right people to the table and then listen to the expertise that they bring to the table. You actually have to trust that what they're bringing to the table is what you need to get the job done.
So again, with my 30-some years in the corporate world, I got to tell you, Kim, I have had one good boss. One. And all of the rest were absolute narcissists, just grossly insecure, incompetent. The list goes on and on and on. But yet they rose to the top for some unknown reason. And when you encounter an organization that wants your services to advise and counsel them and enhance the collaboration efforts of a team or whatever, and all of those things probably, when you quickly assess the cancer at the top or in the middle or wherever it is, how do you deal with that?
Well, that's the golden question, isn't it? So you really have to have a conversation with multiple people. There is an assessment tool that I use, and it varies depending on the organization. And you have to bring that information forward. And it's a very candid conversation that you have with those leaders. And if they're unwilling to either change or remove the cancer, then your ability to be successful in making modification is going to be limited. What you can bring to the table, though, is inspiration, motivation, and mentorship for those who are there about how to deal with, how to set boundaries, how to stand their own ground, how to see their own value in interactions with those individuals, and also to give them tools about when it's time to engage in supportive measures such as documentation and reporting to HR and so on and so forth.
Right.
Unfortunately, we are still very much in a fear-based, hierarchical, top-down model of leadership throughout the United States.
Yep.
And really, that's part of my purpose and passion in starting this company, is to change the philosophy of leadership to engaging and trusting in your frontline staff and empowering people across the board. Because until we switch the paradigm from top down to putting the frontline staff at the top of the pyramid, we're not going to be able to shift that paradigm. And that's really the ultimate goal here with my company. That's the legacy I want to leave. I really want to close the gap in gender equality. I subscribe to Ruth Bader Ginsburg's philosophy of no matter what your skill set is, you should have no artificial barriers keeping you from being able to achieve your desired outcome. My personal purpose as a nurse and as a leader is to help people achieve their ultimate outcome, whatever their desired outcome is. And so that's really where the philosophy of removing obstacles and getting out of the way comes into place, because there are artificial obstacles being placed in front of a lot of people, women, people of color, different ethnicities, different sexual orientations. That whole gender fluidity and gender equality, per Melinda Gates' study, is 208 years away, and I want to help close that gap sooner, not only for my own daughter, but the sons and daughters of humanity, because, you know, I don't want them to have to struggle as a woman in leadership like I did, nor do I want them to struggle because of their color, the color of their skin or their ethnic background.
That's a tall order that you've taken on, but, you know, kudos to you for doing that, and I have no doubt that you're going to be very successful. Speaking of success, can you share with us one of your successes without, you know, revealing organizations' names and things
Sure.
like that?
Absolutely. So one of the things that I subscribe to, again, as you heard me stating, is engagement, frontline staff engagement. So there's a philosophy that's based off of lean theory. Lean was brought forth in Toyota manufacturing, and it's about removing waste and working efficiently. I've had...
We're not talking L-E-A-N here.
L-E-A-N, that's correct.
Okay.
Lean, Toyota manufacturing, the Toyota way.
Okay.
It's been adapted in healthcare. And And so I've been privileged to be able to implement programs based off of this lean theory that engages your frontline staff on a daily basis and empowers them to bring forth ideas to changing their work environment, to owning their work environment. Or if, for instance, there is an edict that comes down from higher up that says, we need to put this in place, you engage them in saying, how are we going to put this in place? And what are the things that you would like to see done? And how are we going to measure whether those things are actually moving us towards our target? So I'm particularly proud of the process that we've established. Now I've done it in two different organizations, and I've actually been chosen to speak at the American College of Healthcare Executives in March. There were 530 proposals and 23 selected, and I was one of them. And so I'll be speaking. It's usually attended by 4,000 individuals in the room. It's a three-hour lecture, and so it'll be a room full of about 300 people.
Wow.
So I'm very proud of that. It is near and dear to my heart, and I'm actually doing the speaking with my peer, who's also on my dream team, Jay Hodge, and he wrote the book, The Lean Treasure Chest. He's the guru of this philosophy, this process, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have the opportunity to spread that good work because it, again, ties right into my own leadership philosophy of really trusting your experts.
We're speaking with Kim Brown Sims, the founder of KBS Leadership, and all of the wonderful enhancements in the trainings that she brings to the corporate world to fix what can be a very dysfunctional aspect of business. And there's so many different challenges that we all face in business. We don't need that internal strife with upper management and middle management and employees and everything. So a company that has a good grip on their culture and makes it a positive culture, that alone can just make all the difference and kind of overshadow probably even to a certain degree some incompetencies in employees, because then there's a more collaborative effort when more competent employees see somebody dropping the ball, they just step up. And if that culture doesn't exist, then competent employees are going to turn his back and say, hey, too bad, so sad, that's on you.
That's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, if you don't have a trusting environment, if you don't create a safe space at work, your employees won't give you their expertise. They won't come forward. They won't say there might be a way to do something better. And they also won't come forward if there's a safety concern. And as you know, in healthcare, safety and quality care are the highest priorities. And if you have a culture where people are afraid to say, oh, I might have made a mistake or we had a near miss, you're putting your patients at risk, and therefore you're really putting your entire organization at risk. And we don't want that. We want to provide the best care, and we want it to be very relationship-based. And you can't expect your employees, whether they are in a healthcare setting or a wine tasting room or any type of business setting, to do the absolute best they can do if they don't understand and feel like they have a good connection and relationship with their peers. They can't provide that same level of service to their customers if they don't have that exemplified by the leader. And so that's what strong culture is based off of, is how the leader leads.
Absolutely. So is that the biggest problem that you face in running this organization, your new company, KBS Leadership, or is it the fact that there are so many businesses that can benefit from the service that you provide, but they don't know that you exist yet? It's kind of almost a chicken and egg scenario there.
It is a chicken and an egg scenario. And so, yeah, it's getting the word out there that we have these services available. So, like I was saying earlier, I do a lot of posting on social media and exemplifying the great work of Dream Team members anytime they've won an award. We recently had one of the physicians on my Dream Team who won Physician of the Year in San Luis Obispo County, highlighting individuals as they're being promoted from, for instance, one of my Dream Team members, a chief information officer with the military, and she was recently promoted to chief operations officer within the facility in which she works within the military. You know, highlighting those types of things. but then also writing valuable content. So I wrote an article called The Greatest Gift, and it really is about self-regard and holding yourself in high esteem and valuing what you bring to the table. And it was picked up by Thrive Global just yesterday.
Nice.
So it's putting the word out there and sharing my expertise and gaining some traction so that people understand that there are there is value to what our company brings out into the world.
That's great. So what can someone here listening who may or may not be the leader in a particular organization, but what they're listening to right now resonates with them, mm-hmm. and they say, boy, I wish that she could come in and talk to our company. what would you recommend would be a more tactful and effective way rather than going, hey, boss, you need to call Kim Brown Sims at KBS Leadership because you are a horrible boss and she needs to fix you. Probably a little more subtle than that, I think.
So, first of all, I would direct people to my website to put a request in just for that person and I'd have a conversation. I give 30-minute free consultations to anybody who wants to talk about issues that they're facing. I do one-on-one consultation with leaders and employees who
Hello?
Have
Hi, I'm calling about the two-bedroom apartment
leaders.
You advertise. Is it still
and
available?
Also,
sure.
Great.
Unless you're black or Latino or disabled.
Housing discrimination is rarely this obvious, but it's just as real and just as illegal. So if you hear things like,
I can't assign you a handicap.
I'm sorry about that.
That's
I don't
okay.
know if that came over in your...
I didn't hear anything.
Oh, I pushed the wrong button. I'm so sorry about that, Kim.
That's okay. So I would just direct people to my website and set up a time for us to have some conversation to figure out how we would address.
Even if it's the underling that wants to, you invite them to have the consult with you.
Absolutely.
So that you can strategize on the most effective way. Now that is really, really encouraging. So.
Well, you have to have the tools, right? Because we're all, as you stated, the majority of the bosses that you've worked with in your past
right.
weren't necessarily the best bosses. And I hear from people that the majority of the bosses that they work with have also not been the best. You learn things from those bosses as well. They teach you lessons as well. In our careers, you are pretty much blessed if you've had at least one good boss.
Right.
And we need to change that paradigm to the majority of the bosses being good. But we as individuals need to understand the tactics and practice very strong self-regard in how we deal with those individuals as well.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Kim. If you are listening and this resonates with you, reach out to kbsleaders.com and you can coordinate a consult with Kim Brown Sims. We will be right back.
40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renters insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.
And it is now time to welcome our next guest, Tammy Patterson. Welcome, Tammy.
Thank you, Lee. I am definitely
You're not soft-spoken, but you're trying to pretend like you are right now.
No, I get nervous, but I'm definitely not the greatest tax consultant, and I appreciate that segue earlier. I just feel that what makes me be able to do what I do to the best of my ability is to be able to work with my clients and together, we get the best results.
Okay, so then I can still say that you're the best, but it's not necessarily because of your tax prowess. It's your compassion and your desire to help people. All of those things go into you being the best. And I would venture to say that your compassion for people and your desire to help people is maybe even more important than your accounting knowledge and tax knowledge.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure enough.
I just want to be able to, like I told you prior, help one family at a time get through the difficult challenges of dealing with their tax situations.
Well, I know that, and I want to make sure that our listeners know that, that Tammy Patterson, owner of Nova Tax Consultant, has been in business for just a little over a year. And when I first met you, I was very impressed with exactly what you just described. You were not opening your business so that you can rake in tons of cash for you and your family. You have such a genuine spirit of wanting to help people, and you are so aware that so many people have been given poor tax advice, or even worse, not advice, their returns have been prepared improperly that has cost them thousands and thousands of dollars. And you want to undo all of that to the extent that the IRS will allow you to do that, which is what, only 3 years back?
Supposedly it's 3 years back. I actually had one situation where the family, they continue to take from their bank accounts and from their employment, they were levying them. And I had always been told, you're only going to get up to 3 years back when you do an amended return. We had corrected 2014, and I was surprised when the client came in the beginning of October with a letter he received in August. And when I looked at the letter, it said that they were refunding them for 2014, which was against everything that I had been taught. Over $16,000. The family needed it. They were struggling. And to see that occur, it was like a miracle had happened.
So you amended the 2014 return,
expecting
even though
nothing.
You didn't really, yeah. What? Wow, that is really
a
great story.
I expected it to zero out is what I expected. I did not expect them to get a dime back, because normally they do not refund you anything prior to 3 years.
Do you think that that was at the discretion of one or two individuals within the IRS that looked at that $16,000 error that another tax preparer had done for this family and said, that's just not right, we've got to take care of this?
In this case, it was self-prepared.
Oh.
It was self-prepared. And
a fool for a client is what?
Well, you know, people try to do the best they can. And when they've been burned in the past and they feel like their needs were not met, they give up and they try to do it on their own. And in some cases, it's just fine. In other cases, it's disastrous.
Well, yeah, $16,000. If it hadn't been for you, they never would have seen that $16,000 again.
I can only say it was the grace of God, because honestly, I had no expectations except to see a zero balance left and them not have another dime taken from them so they could breathe.
Right.
I didn't expect them to get money back. So that really was a blessing for them. And when they came to me and told me about it, he said, you have no idea. It wasn't just the tax issues you fixed for us. That cloud over us impacted our relationship with each other and with our children. And I said, oh, Lord, now he thinks I'm a therapist. I'm like, not even close, you know. But it's just being able to do the right thing always, even when you don't know how, you seek out those answers. And you find them and you move forward. And there are a lot of times that I sit there and I'm not unsure, how am I going to fix this mess? And you just have to take it one step at a time and get through it and let the people know it's from beginning to end. From the moment we sit together to when this is 100% resolved, I am going to be here for you. I don't care if they text me, message me on Facebook, send me an email. Just get a hold of me if something happens. And I'll be there for you.
That's a good opportunity for me to say, you can reach Tammy at...
Oh, Tammy.Patterson at Nova Tax Consultant. You can reach me on Facebook at Nova Tax Consultant, Yelp, Instagram, my website, or our phone at the office is 1-888-NOVA-TAX.
Wow, pretty fancy. How'd you get that?
I remember as a little girl that most businesses had their names for their phone numbers. And I looked online and found a company that still does it. And it was worth the $30-something that it cost to buy the number.
That's great. So tell us a little bit about your connection to Napa, you and your family. And I mean, you're not a Napa native like me. You're fairly new to the community, correct?
I am. I actually ended up here because my husband is from Northern California, and he lived in Napa. And so I relocated to be with my husband.
And from?
I was actually in, of all places, Napa, Idaho. I went from Napa to Nampa. I think I got it wrong in the first place. I was supposed to come to Napa and didn't know it.
Right.
So
you're traversing across the U.S. alphabetically. So
I think I am. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people probably don't even know what you're talking about, but there is a town in Idaho called Nampa. N-A-M-P-A.
Yes, I've been and I was there. A realtor there, and I loved it there. But I love Napa even more
right.
than I will never leave this area.
And one of the things that I noticed about you and after getting to know you is having been a sole proprietor, you are so much more keenly aware of mistakes that are made by sole proprietors because they don't know what they can deduct, and they're just leaving money on the table. And I'm happy to share with our listeners that my taxes were prepared by a very experienced, licensed CPA, and then I met you before I filed last year, and you kind of did the Nova Tax Challenge, and you said, let me take a look at your return, see if there's anything else in there, and lo and behold, the $200 I paid you to do that, it's like I won on the roulette table because you found me $1,200 reduced tax burden that I had to pay. So that was a great, great investment for me. So then we introduced you at the realtor meeting on MLS, and you've had tons and tons of clients come from there. And again, all sole proprietors that don't really, you know, we're all good at what we do, but that doesn't mean that we're good at doing our own taxes. So,
yes. I mean, as a realtor in the past, I had my license since 2005. I started in Idaho. And coming here, I was very blessed that the person who originally had done my taxes was married to a 30-year veteran broker in Idaho. And they taught me how to do my own taxes, but I still had them sign off on everything because I wanted to make sure somebody else was responsible.
Right.
You know, it's scary. Mm-hmm. And here I am today doing taxes. I would have never, ever in my life thought that this is what I would be doing. Because as far as I was concerned, it's somebody sitting behind a desk with beady eyes and a pencil and paper looking at a bunch of numbers all day and, you know, the ultimate geek. You know, this is what I thought tax people were, okay? And I was already closet geek. Oh, no. I think my saving grace growing up as a geek was that I was cute. No, like, the keyword was cute, okay? Now I'm just a grandma. But I got to doing, when I started doing taxes legally, because you always know somebody who helps somebody else with their taxes, but it doesn't mean that you're legally preparing them.
Right.
And I took the course, and I found out working, doing taxes, I could impact more people behind a tax desk because I can see those people that are struggling or those people that are at that brink of being able to buy their first home or start investing in their future. And I saw it as an opportunity to be able to use the tax desk as a way to catapult people to that next part of their life or help them get out of that dark hole. Because when you see somebody come with some repossessions and they give them a 1099-C, which means that it's a cancellation of debt, you know they're in trouble. And it's like, how do I help them get out of that? So I'm also a financial coach. That does not mean I'm a financial advisor. I'm not, you know, I send people to financial advisors to do investments. But I'm able to give them those brief baby steps to get them on the right track, to start saving, to start budgeting, to move forward, or send them to a realtor to help them, you know, find that home, or a lender, or different people that can help them. If I see an elderly person that's struggling, have them seek out the help they need. I didn't even know until I was doing taxes that there's a memory care area of our Department of the Aging here in Napa. I come across people that are homeless and their families, and they have back taxes to do that can get done, and they have some refunds coming in. That might be what gets them back on their feet into a place to live of their own again. It's a lot that you see that you don't see in these other fields because you're working with people that are coming to you for a specific issue. And this crosses all the areas.
Right. And again, it is your compassion. You are a rare individual who is opening a business with such a heart for others as your number one primary objective, as opposed to profit. And more people need to follow that, because if you just do what needs to be done, the money will come. And the need is certainly out there.
I mean, literally, I did not want to open a business. I wanted to help people. I said, I'm going to leave where I'm at, and I'm going to find a CPA that I can work under. And my husband said, no, you're not. He said, we're going to take the money that mom left and that money from the house we sold, that was mom's, and we're going to open a business for you. And I told him, I said, you are insane. You have lost your mind. I'm going to lose everything. And he said, no, you're not. He said, because you put people before yourself. And that's going to be what builds this business. And even today, there's days that I'm scared, that I don't know what's going to come next. But when I'm able to help one more client that comes into my office that hasn't filed a return since 2012, and they've got multiple with just boxes of paper sitting in front of me, and I'm sitting there going, where do I start?
Oh,
you know? And I said, okay, well, I'll start by putting all of this in one cubicle where if somebody walks in, they can't see it while I sort it out, you know? And I just start sorting, just cleaning up the messes. And eventually, it's 1 year at a time, one client at a time. And I've had elderly people come in. I didn't even know that the IRS would tack money out of Social Security. And yet I have an elderly gentleman that they're taking $140-something dollars a month out of his Social Security. Our elderly people in our communities, they're barely making it as it is.
Right.
And to be taking money away from them, it's sad. So he doesn't have money to pay me.
Right.
I just told him, I said, we'll do them all, and you pay me $99 a year for each of those prior years. That's it. That's it.
All right. Don't tell too many people that. There's a lot of people that are like, hey, I just heard on the radio, I can have all my taxes done for free.
No, it's so. Like, well, I don't work for free, but I do try to do the best I can to help the people in our community and help people get back on track. And if I see somebody struggling, I'm going to do my best to make things affordable for that family and make sure that we can get them back where they need to be.
Well, we sure appreciate what you do for the community, Tammy. And for you listeners, I know there's people out there listening right now that are saying, holy moly, this is exactly what I need. This is not something that I wanted to deal with. It's better to just ignore it. Hope that it goes away, and it will not. So Nova Tax Consultant is for you. That wraps up another episode of All Things Napa for this week. We will be back next week. Remember, until then, live your life as if your legacy matters, because it does. Have a good week, everybody.
Narvaez Insurance Services brings you 40 years of combined experience to protect small businesses. As an independent brokerage, Narvaez Insurance Services selects the most appropriate coverage for the best value for any insurance need from different insurance carriers. Business liability, workers' comp, umbrella policies for maximum protection, and of course, auto, home, renter's insurance. Also offering DMV services for your title transfers and renewing registration. With Narvaez Insurance Services, you can avoid the long lines at the DMV. Contact Narvaez Insurance Services for a competitive quote by calling 707-927-3204. Give Bernie Narvaez a call at 707-927-3204.